Now, Fair City star McLean Burke joins us. He's opened up for the first time about mental health issues surrounding the breakup of his marriage. Damien Halpin, of course, in the RTE soap Fair City, has been talking about when he left a message on Men's Aid phone line. The charity's chief executive, Katrina Bentley, rang him thinking it was a charity proposal, only he was told that McLean himself actually needed the help. Good morning to you, McLean.
Hey, Declan, how are you?
Good morning to you. And, you know, it takes a bit to actually come out of what you're going through personally to actually be public about it. But at the same time, I get the impression that you saw it as not just going to be helping you, but helping others.
Yeah, I think that was the whole point behind it, Declan. It was a very dark time and dark place for all of us. And you know yourself, there's never any winners or losers in when a marriage comes to an end and stuff like that. And I was really, really down. And I know that I had connections with Men's Aid from way back. I was involved with the charity way back with RTE, and I was a patron for them. And so I didn't know who to turn to or where to turn to at the time. And I made a call. And as I say, they were just really, really good for me. And you know, for anyone who's stressing out there mentally, particularly men, they're an excellent charity to contact, and you know, they really helped me through that period of my life.
And what was going on in your mind to actually decide, look, I need to talk to somebody about this, and I know the people because I've worked with them before to talk to. What goes through the decision making in that?
To be honest, it was just in a very dark space. It was the culmination of a lot of things and a lot of personal kind of issues. And really, it was I was advised to talk to someone, and I wasn't looking after myself, physically or mentally. It's funny, I heard just before I came on there about, you know, the importance the lady mentioned about, you know, getting out and getting fit and getting healthy and naturally. And that's something that really helped for me mentally as well. And earlier this year, just in January, I was kind of breezing over old photos that came up in my feed, you know, and I just was able to see the comparisons between, you know, myself 3, 4, 5 years ago and now, and I just felt that I needed to speak about that and for anyone else that's out there suffering, that it's okay to not be okay. And it's, you know, it's certainly, I know that if I'd kept bottling it up and not spoken to someone and got the help that I needed, I things would be far different. And I'm just really happy that Men's Aid were there, you know.
Yeah, and you've got your obligations to be somebody else, as in Damien, on the Fair City. There was the break in transmission for a while, the COVID, and you know, to get up in the morning and realize what you've got to do. I mean, were you drifting out of bed in a zombie-like fashion to sort of go into RTE and you weren't thinking about anything?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I think, you know, we all, it sounds very, I don't want it to sound, you know, woe is me kind of thing, because I think it's such a strange time for everyone. With this COVID situation, it's just been incredibly difficult for everyone out there. And I'm sure there's hundreds of people that get in touch to you, you know, and are feeling this kind of stressful time. And as I say, it was last October. It just, you know, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. And we all have to get up we all have to get up and go to work. We all have to pay our bills. And for me, I was just lucky that I was able to get in touch with these guys. Really and truly, it was just a really dark time, and I just think it's important that people know that, you know, that there are facilities out there for men and women, like to just, you know, be able to talk about the issues they might be going through and get the help. Don't be afraid to speak about it, you know.
And just on afraid to get the help, did you cross your mind and say, look, they're going to be looking at me, you know, they're going to be saying, oh God, you know, can he not handle things, or, you know, what sort of thoughts go through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, of course, because, you know, you're very proud, and you think you're dealing with stuff, and I think from the outside looking in, it was quite plain to see that, you know, that I was suffering, you know what I mean? However, I was trying to just get on with things for the sake of kids and for the sake of myself, and, you know, you try to push these things out of your mind, but... You know, your mind has a funny way of letting you know that it needs to fix itself, and you know, sometimes it can be something physical that your body starts breaking down because of your mental state, or vice versa, and it was something I had to do and had to speak about, and yeah, I did, and I think it's touched an awful lot of people, and hopefully it's given people the courage to, you know, speak to someone and go find that help that they, you know, and look, you know, there's always tomorrow, so, you know, whoever's in that dark place, and, you know, just reach out, speak about it, and, you know, there's only 24 hours in that day. The next day can be a completely different day, and things change.
Once you include somebody you can trust and can listen, I suppose, as well. Did the word failure cross your mind?
I mean, you know, there is that. I think the ego can be in the way for that, for people, and probably particularly males, you know. But I think once you reach it, and I think anyone who's experienced or gone through your mental health being breaking down, you get to a point where you have to let that go, and you know. I think you're a stronger person for it, because, you know, what are the other options, you know? The other options are incredibly, you know, incredibly dark and difficult, and I just think we need to speak up, and we need to not be afraid of it, and not worry about being judged. I think, you know, I think society in general now has come round and done a turn full circle in that respect, that they realise that it is important to, particularly right now, people are alone, they're not able to, you know, give their families a hug, or it's a really difficult time for anyone, for everyone. I think right now, probably more than ever, these charities that are out there are vitally important.
Yeah, and how are you now? This is coming into April.
I'm good. You know, like, as I say, like, you don't have time to dwell on these things, you know, and it is amazing the way that, you know, you can bounce back. And as you say, you got to go to work, you got to pay the bills, you got to keep the electricity on, and each day, like, for me, I got training again, and I got theatre, and I got, you know, and it's amazing how those endorphins can help, you know, lift the mind out of the quagmire that you're in. And for me, that's been a godsend, you know, because when the first lockdown came down, I bought a load of gym equipment, and thankfully I have a space out the back where we're living, and I was able to just get stuck into that. I was able to focus on something for a bit. And it just helped. It helped a lot. So, and then obviously being able to talk about it to professionals, you know, because I didn't have the skill set in me to try and decipher what was going on in my head, you know. But thankfully, that, you know, Men's Aid in my situation, Men's Aid had those skill sets, And thank God for it. I mean, I contacted Men's Aid purely for my own mental reasons. It wasn't for anything else. But you know, just I'm forever thankful for their help and how they dealt with me. And it was just something I felt I needed to kind of express. And for good or for bad, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's great having you know, the Fair City thing to escape into, and you were talking about the exercises and things like that, but I'm sure there are days there that this whole thing is dragging you back again or something, you know. It's grabbing hold of your legs as you try to escape.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. But I think everyone has that, you know what I mean? And I think anyone who's entering into their like, for me, I'm 43 this week, actually. And I think anyone who's in their mid-early 40s, you know, you get to a stage in your life where if you haven't dealt with some of those issues, you're probably lying to yourself. You know, so like, you know, just like anyone else, there's peaks and valleys to days and weeks that come by, and you know, we can learn how to, you know, how to use some tools to lift that and change that in our mindset. And for me, definitely the training is an element. It's a way of just getting out there and clearing the mind and resetting and getting on with the day. Because if you don't, you don't find that, you know, you're stuck in that place for a long time. And thankfully, I was gifted those tools to help me, you know, drive forward.
And I see Damien has his challenges at the moment too.
Listen, that fella, he just keeps getting himself into trouble. I tell you what, Damo, I need to sit down with Damo and have a good chat with him. It's great soap out there at the moment. Like it's there's so many people that are going to get a crack of the whip because kind of everyone's wrong in the situation that's going on in Fair City at the moment, and it's great fun because it's good old fashioned soap that's happened there with affairs left, right, and centre, and once again the Dillon family involved, and it's like, you know, there's just some sort of I don't know what they have, whether it's a firm owner or whatever it is. They're able to get themselves around the village of Carrickstown.
Yeah, well, let's give some acknowledgements. First of all, thanks. It was the Sunday World that we saw your article. And Men's Aid, of course, we want to give them a plug. So if you're familiar with them, so give it a blast.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you just need to go online and to mensaid.ie, and you can follow all the instructions there. And there's a free phone number. I don't know it offhand.
I have one here, a support line anyway. Yeah,
support line. I mean, you won't regret it for anyone who's out there struggling. And, you know, my post personally wasn't just about men's health. It's just anyone suffering out there. And, like, anyone who's going through a tough time, there are the services out there. And particularly now more than ever, you need to, you know, pick up that phone and just help yourself by talking about it, you know.
All the very best, McLean, and thanks for sharing that this morning with us.
You're so good. Thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
Best of luck to you. Thank you. Thank you. Men's Aid Ireland contact phone number that McLean was talking about there, McLean Burke. The confidential national support line is 01 55 43 811.